Good Sunday morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. I'm Radar from the morning show on 99.1 The Mix. And you're also hearing Public Affairs as you do every Sunday morning on our sister stations as well. We've got Hot 105.7, 103.7 Kiss FM, and also our sports station, AM 1250 The Fan. So we really appreciate you listening no matter what station you are listening to. At least you're listening right here with our Odyssey family. And you can also listen on the Odyssey app right on your smartphone. All you have to do is download it, like your favorite station. Hopefully you're liking The Mix with the Odyssey app. But you can hear the Sunday morning Public Affairs show, whether you're on your radio or right there on your cell phone. This week's guest is Al Dertke, the president of the International Institute of Wisconsin, and he's here today to talk about, it's the 78th annual Holiday Folk Fair, Al, but it's going virtual once again this year, kind of like last year?
Yeah, that is correct. Unfortunately, it is virtual again this year, but we're looking forward to the next year in terms of bringing it back live again.
That's great that we're thinking about next year right away. You want to be live with people. You don't want to have to do things virtually, but it's totally understandable. You know, last year was like the first time we had faced something like the pandemic. And then even this year, it's not like we can just open the door and close the door and get right out of a pandemic. It takes a little bit. So you're just taking into consideration everybody's health and well-being and safety, all the while holding it virtually. And the Folk Fair was virtual last year. Am I correct?
That is correct. That is correct. That was our first year of doing something virtual in that regard. But it does, lack a certain touchy-feelness kind of atmosphere that we're always hoping to bring back, even though we're trying to do it virtually, to have that kind of connection between people.
Yeah, and I've attended the Folk Fair in the past, and it's a lot of fun at Wisconsin State Fair Park, but this year being virtual, it's still going to be a lot of fun. You got kind of like your feet wet last year having to go virtual, almost maybe like at the last minute, you know, when things were really starting to, events were starting to be postponed. So now, do you feel like the Folk Fair has got a little bit of ground, a little bit of footing there to the point where you go, hey, we know what to do now. Maybe we can even enhance it a little bit virtually.
That is correct. We do have our feet wet. We're just looking forward to presenting an outstanding program this year to our audience.
Al Dertke is the president of International Institute of Wisconsin, talking about the Holiday Folk Fair. Al, it's the 78th annual one, and even though it's virtual, it's going to be a lot of fun. People can sit right there, wherever they are, in front of their phones, in front of their computers, and go ahead and enjoy the Folk Fair. I'll let you throw out the dates for this year, for the 2021 78th annual Holiday Folk Fair. When's it coming up?
Well, it's November 19th. 20th and 21 of this year, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving, and it's been an annual event for all the, as you said, 78 years, and this is an important part of our community. And this year, which is very interesting, is that we're, as you might know, we have a theme every year. And so this year, we're celebrating the culture of weaving community. And I think this is really important as we get into coming out of this COVID kind of atmosphere of starting to break free and moving forward. But we have to look at how do we weave together that community, which we've built over the years, and kind of, I don't want to say tighten those bonds. And the Folk Fair is one way that we can do that, by helping individuals to share their culture, their heritage, their beliefs, all those kind of things that make it very special.
It kind of makes America's melting pot, as we've always heard before. I think that's a great theme for this year, the weaving together of all the different cultures. I think that's a brilliant idea, and that's going to come out virtually for everybody to see, whether they're on, again, they're on their devices, their iPads, or their computer. They're going to see this kind of weaving theme going throughout the 78th annual Holiday Folk Fair. How would you explain the Folk Fair, what it's all about, to those who may not be familiar with the annual event? It's usually held at Wisconsin State Fair Park, but there may be some people who say, oh, I've heard of it before, but What is it all about?
Well, it'd be kind of a mini United Nations, if I could put it this way, because we've tried to bring together all the various cultures that exist in the greater Milwaukee area, in Wisconsin, the nation, but also individuals who participate from around the world in various kinds of ways, in terms of looking at dance, music, cooking, demonstrations, interviews, etc. And we're trying to bring those all together. And I think when we're talking about the weaving theme, is that weaving is kind of a way of life, and it's a state of mind, not necessarily a set of actions. It's about the spirit of caring and what you bring to each interaction with someone else. And it's a willingness to be open and loving, whether or not you get anything in return. And this is really important for us as humans. And during this time of COVID, we've all felt this kind of lacking within our own circle of being, you might say. This is an opportunity to bring, a new, renewed feeling of that community, of that caring, of those neighbors. And as I often say, is that Holiday Folk Fair is really to get to know the neighbor next door to you. So even where I live, you know, I have one neighbor who is from Albania. Another neighbor on the other side is from Serbia. Do you know the neighbors that are on each side of you where you live? But this is an opportunity not only to look in that small neighborhood, but in the greater Wisconsin, the greater U.S. community.
And we're talking with Al Dertke. He is our guest on Sunday Morning Public Affairs, all about the Holiday Folk Fair International, which is going on, as Al had mentioned, Friday, November 19th, Saturday the 20th, and Sunday the 21st. It is a virtual online event, but you also are on Facebook Live. That you'll have some of those events on Facebook Live. Al, you had mentioned there's dance, there's music, there's cooking demonstrations. Is that all going to be online and on Facebook Live? We're able to take all of that in right there on wherever we are, whether we're on our phone in the parking lot somewhere or if we're at home with our computer, we can take that in right there. What are some of the cooking demonstrations that are going on? Do you know any of the different types of foods?
The different kinds of food is always be interesting. Kind of, for example, we have Burmese cooking this year, something we haven't had before. We have a very large Burmese community, and it is to get to know about their cooking. We have a Thai cooking demonstration. We have, hopefully, a Venezuelan cooking demonstration, etc. I don't have all the details right now before me as we kind of move forward, because this is still in the creativeness atmosphere, if I could put it this way. We have people who have committed. We are still waiting to make those final kind of connections, but I got news for you. It's going to be a phenomenal kind of demonstration of all things about the ethnic communities and those individuals that reside within our greater community.
Those different ethnic foods that you had just mentioned, those are things that I did not even know existed, and that's why it's so important for everybody to check out the Holiday Folk Fair. And again, it's going to be virtual. It's going to be online. There's also Facebook Live demonstrations going on, and you can get the whole rundown right at the website. And Al Dertke is with the Holiday Folk Fair. Al, what is the website if people want to take this in? Because I definitely will be.
It's folkfair.org. And it's folkfair.org.
And you're also on Facebook, because there's going to be some Facebook Live action going on. And I know in the past, you know, like last year when the pandemic first started, a lot of people had to learn how to do Zoom. They had to learn how to do these video calls. And I think a lot of people have really gotten pretty good at maneuvering around the internet and doing Zoom and watching things live or doing things virtually. And it sounds like it should be a fun time. So don't be afraid or anything like that and say, oh, man, I don't know how this is going to work online. You know, I really want to take in the Holiday Folk Fair, but it makes me a little nervous. It's going to be pretty easy when you have Facebook Live, and you're also going to have things right there virtually online for people to enjoy. The cooking demonstrations, they sound like it's almost going to be like, who needs Food Network when you can just watch online with the Holiday Folk Fair and those foods that are going to be shown virtually right here from wherever you are, right here in Milwaukee, but people can watch it from wherever. Folk Fair has been a staple right here in Milwaukee for numerous years, and it's the 78th annual Holiday Folk Fair. Al, was it a tough decision to go virtual with the Folk Fair this year?
It certainly is. That is something that we were hoping to avoid, but given the circumstances and the risk that might be involved in that, the board of directors decided to go virtual again this year. I think there's a lot of unknowns at this point in time. And the other thing is also to make sure that people were safe. I know, for example, we have a very young audience that comes, especially with schools and school groups that come.
Sure.
Trying to expose the individual students to the greater Milwaukee area, if I could put it this way, in terms of its diversity. That was a bigger concern in terms of the health risks that might be involved in that. So, yes, it is a difficult position to have made that decision. We certainly like to all be there and to meet friends that perhaps we haven't seen for a whole year, or now it's going on almost 2 years that we've made at the Holiday Folk Fair. It's amazing how many people connect at Folk Fair.
Yeah.
And kind of just see them each other maybe only once or twice a year, and that happens to be one of those kind of festivities that you see individuals at and that you're able to connect. Also, I think the other thing is that we look at Holiday Folk Fair as being very much a educational kind of event. It is for me to explore new cultures. It's for me to explore, as you're getting into food, different kinds of food. I might be very used to eating, say, Polish cooking, but, you know, I don't know anything about Burmese cooking. So it gives me that kind of opportunity to kind of, go in different directions.
Sure.
To see what's new, what's exciting, et cetera. And I don't have to necessarily travel the world. All I have to do is come to Holiday Folk Fair, and I can see a good perspective from around the world.
This is going to help so many couples out there. Al Dertke, president of International Institute of Wisconsin, we're talking about the Holiday Folk Fair on Sunday morning public affairs. It's Radar from 99.1 The Mix. Al, when you're mentioning all these foods, and what I say by helping other couples out there is, how many times do people, when they're together, they go, hey, we finally got a Friday night, or we got a Saturday night together. What do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? What do you feel like? I don't know this. I don't know that. This is great because you can add even more and more choices out there by holding the 78th annual Holiday Folk Fair. And it would be great, like you said, in person, but it is virtual this year. So I don't know if you realize it. That's really going to help out, because I am interested in Venezuelan cooking, Burmese cooking, and there was another new one that you had just mentioned earlier in the interview. What was it?
I'm just looking at my schedule. Right now we have some Latvian.
Yes.
Lithuanian.
Oh.
We have Thai. That's just a smattering right now.
See?
I don't have the complete list in front of me right now, but that's a good overview of what we're going to be seeing.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good. It really helps people. And you had mentioned, you know, you haven't seen friends for a while, for a couple of years now, that you normally see and meet at the Folk Fair. But it's also helpful to have the Folk Fair on virtually, so that, you know what, you can take in all of the sights and the sounds. And then hopefully by next year, you'll be back in person at the Wisconsin State Fair Park for the 79th annual Holiday Folk Fair. We can only hope. But for this year, do you feel confident about going online and also Facebook Live? Was last year pretty successful? You kind of learned a few things of the do's and the don'ts. And do you feel pretty good about this year being virtual?
Oh, we certainly do. No
good.
Question about that. And certainly it gives us an opportunity to expand our audience. So So people just don't look at this as being a Milwaukee city event kind of thing. It is a community event, and that community is growing by leaps and bounds.
And we're talking with Al Dertka, president of the International Institute of Wisconsin, all about the holiday Folk Fair International. Again, you can watch it online. It's folkfair.org. And there's also going to be Facebook Live, so follow them. Give them a big-time follow. Holiday Folk Fair International on Facebook. That way you won't miss out on any of the fun, which happens Friday, November 19th through Sunday, November 21st. Al, there have been other types of events that were either canceled or postponed, or even if they did go virtual. Some of those events I heard about, they provide a password for certain things, or maybe there's online tickets you have to buy, and then you have to create an account. That way you log in to be able to enjoy it. Are there any special tickets needed to watch the Holiday Folk Fair this year virtually, or is it all free?
It is all free. There's no kind of special way to get in. Just, how would you say, log in at folkfair.org or look at your Facebook account, and you will see us there. So there's nothing for you to buy. There's no fee involved in it. What we want to do is to make sure that we can share all the richness that we have here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee with the rest of the world. And so we'll have even individuals joining us from around the world. This is not just a Milwaukee event. It's interesting, the kind of comments that we receive from other individuals in very distant locations, like I just had one from Iran, that looking at, hey, we want to be part of this year's Holiday Folk Fair, and they might be. So we're still working on that, and we're going to move forward to make this a great event.
You're bringing the world together right here in Milwaukee, so you can watch it from wherever. That is the great thing about people in Milwaukee. I think we all like to just encompass the whole world, and the whole world's going to be watching November 19th, 2021, right here from Milwaukee, virtually. It's the Holiday Folk Fair. And is there any times that it's happening? I know we've thrown out the dates quite a bit, but is there any certain times that people should be watching or logging on or going to the Folk Fair website?
No, probably we'll start very early in the morning. And, you know, from wherever you are and at whatever time during those days, you can log on and you will see Holiday Folk Fair before you.
Oh, that sounds great. We're looking forward to all the food that is being presented, the demonstrations, the cooking demonstrations, and you had mentioned also the entertainment. Are we talking music and dance and things of that nature?
That is correct, yes. Those would always be a big staple of Holiday Folk Fair, is in terms of watching performances, and certainly we'll have a whole plethora of performances, as well as we'll have some arts and craft kinds of demonstrations that will be going on. So, for example, we're planning for a Japanese Ikebana demonstration this year. We have some Italians doing a demonstration and some weavings that they will be doing, as well as, say, for example, there are Norwegians doing an arts and crafts demonstration, so that you can kind of not just watch, but you also might get, how would you say, energized, if I could put it that way, to maybe take up something new.
Yes.
It might be one of these kind of artsy kinds of things that you would like to try your hand at. So hopefully they'll be simple enough. They will encourage you to kind of venture forward and maybe find something that's very enticing for you to do.
Al Dertka, president of the International Institute of Wisconsin, talking about the 78th annual Holiday Folk Fair. Al, you got me all excited. Some of the things that, you know, I have been to previous folk fairs at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, but some of the things that you're mentioning in our short talk this morning has gotten me excited. I'll be logging on to, again, if you want to take part in the Holiday Folk Fair, just log on to folkfair.org, and it runs November 19th, 20th, and 21st, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can also follow them on Facebook, so you can catch the Facebook Live cooking demonstrations, the entertainment, the different arts and crafts that they're going to have from the Folk Fair, all from Milwaukee, but basically for the entire world. So we can't wait to hang out with the Holiday Folk Fair, right from the palm of our hands with our phone, or even on our desktop, right on our computers or our tablets. You can basically take in the Folk Fair wherever you are, and it's awesome. It really sounds like it's going to be a great event, once again, virtually, and hopefully we can get back face-to-face next year. Al Dertke, president of the International Institute of Wisconsin, thank you so much for talking about the Folk Fair on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thank you, Radar.